I would like to call the January 12th, 2023 Whitney Town Advisory Board to order. Please all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I would like to reflect that Vice Chair Greg Konkin is absent, and we also would like to welcome our new member, Anita Tossa.
Hi.
Thank you. And then do we have any county staff introductions?
Blanca, Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson's
office. Okay, great. All right. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Item number three is approval of the minutes. I will go ahead and move to approve the minutes for December 1st, 2022. We have a motion. Any all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. So. Item number four, approval of the agenda for January 1st, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda as written.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Number five, informational items. Anything more?
No, not
this time. Okay. We have no planning and zoning. We'll move on to general business. And the first item is to elect a new chair and vice or elect a new chair and vice chair for the town board. Have any nominations? Yeah. So I will go ahead and I would like to nominate Ms. Amy Ballou as chair and Jerry Ramirez as vice chair. Do you guys accept?
Yes.
All right. All right. We have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye, and now I'm not chair. So I'll pass this over to
yeah.
Make it official. Thank you for a wonderful job.
Thank you,
Mr. Former
yes.
Chairman.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Item number two is review and approve the 2023 meeting calendar for possible action. I just had one question. Originally, I had the 26th as our next meeting date, but now I see it's February 2nd. Did that move from the last time?
So we have a dead week on the week of the 23rd, only because the next Board of County Commissioners meeting isn't until December. So that's always, the town board dates are always dependent on the Board of County Commissioners right. meeting. So that means all of those town boards moved to the week before the 7th.
Okay.
So we internally staff calls that week and dead week.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know if I had just put it wrong or whatever, but I wanted to ask about that. Any
changes to the 2023 calendar?
That was my
none answer. For me.
I didn't notice anything that
I didn't see any conflicts or no. I mean there's one meeting during the F1 race, but yeah.
Sporting events don't count.
Yeah.
I missed what you said.
So, I mean, with regards to the holidays,
approval.
So, if you don't have any changes, I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept and approve the 2023 meeting calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Next item is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment tonight? Please step forward.
All right. I am Mike Wolther, W-O-L-T-H-E-R, 1325 Los Meadows Drive, 89110. I'm a volunteer neighborhood coalition advocate and former decade-long HOA president of Squire Village. This is one of our final opportunities to voice our neighborhood coalition's united disapproval of this absurdly crowded rental housing project as proposed. In the near future, perhaps January 26, this tab board will hold a planning and zoning meeting to address the 2.9-acre triangle at the corner of Broadbent and Wetlands Park. It has been sold to an LLC that is proposing a zone change from the existing rural single-family residential to R3, multi-unit rental, and RH, residential rental high density, to build 54 two- and three-story townhouses or row houses. Our coalition's stated goal is to protect our housing investments, our neighborhood safety and security, while achieving a suitable look for our community and the entryway into the Wetlands Park. Our coalition would welcome a proper community in this location. We would not oppose a community with existing zoning that meets all county building and safety codes and be consistent with the current community's HUD master plan. The newly built community across the street from this parcel has about 40 single family dwellings on approximately the same size parcel. That community has backyards, both driveways and garage parking. Additionally, the homes must be for sale to the public and not the rental community. Last week, I went to the first 2023 commissioners meeting to make our coalition's position clear to all 7 of the commissioners. I was able to get the pertinent information to the commissioners. This is a very important parcel to our community and the whole county. Our request of this tab board is to schedule a group drive-through of these 3 properties so you can envision this project and make an educated decision for our neighborhood and the entrance to the Wetland Park. This is a cornerstone property of the community, and the LLC is proposing to put 2- and 3-story townhouses here that are not seen anywhere else in the surrounding neighborhood. The LLC is scheduled to make 2 final presentations, their first presentation to you folks around the 26th. The final presentation is to the commissioners on February 22nd. The LLC will take a considerable amount of time at these meetings to explain their need for a zone change. The only need for a zone change that we can see is to give the LLC a pass to build an overcrowded 2- and 3-story community in the place it doesn't belong. Attached are the pictures of the proposed 54-unit community, the newly built 40-home community across the street, and the current 36-home Square Village community that they are all on similar size parcels. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what do I need to give these
to you? So it's public comment, and we're not allowed to take anything because it's not before the board. At this,
you can't take information.
Is it just information?
Well, you wouldn't want to go into this blind now, would you? There you go. There's one. You flip that over, sir. Here you go, ma'am.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your new position.
I was abstaining.
Anybody else for public comment?
No, I'm just here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're abstaining our petitions. We've got petitions. Do they, when they go to the secretary, do they come?
Sir, yes, sir. Let me finish the meeting, and then you can speak.
Then I can talk.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Closing the public comment. The next meeting date will be February 2nd, 2023. We are now adjourned.